please talk to you for a minute?
Sure, you know, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too. But I just wanted to know, do you know somebody named...
You know his name.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know his name.
But I just want to let you know that he's mine.
No, he's mine.
Welcome back to another episode of Coco Yaps, the space where we keep it real about life, love, and everything in between. Now today, I already know this one's gonna have y'all yapping because the question is simple, but the layers are deep. In this economy, can monogamy still survive? Let's explore the realities of love, connections, and survival, and why more people are opening up about poly relationships. You ever look at the cost of living and the emotional labor in relationships and the loneliness a lot of us are experiencing and start to wonder, what if I didn't have to look like what we're taught? What if connections, partnership, even love could be expansive? Now, before y'all come for me, I am not saying polyamory is the answer for everybody. But I am saying more and more people are starting to ask. And the question that I hear a lot is one person supposed to meet all my needs, emotionally, sexually, financially, and spiritually? So let's break it down why people are exploring polyamory. Let's be honest. Mono, for a lot of people, ain't mono. It's selective honesty. It's people cheating and lying, but still calling it a relationship. So when people hear about polyamory, they think it's just about sex. But no, it's about transparency, intentional connections, and the freedom with structure. Let me break down a few reasons that some folks are exploring poly love today. Emotional capacity. Some people have the capacity to connect deeply with more than one person, and not in a disrespectful way. It's love, not lust. Also, two incomes aren't cutting it for a lot of folks anymore. What happened when love becomes community and people start building households in non-traditional ways? We were taught that love equals ownership, but does it? Or is it just a control dressed up as romance? People evolve. Desires shift. Is it fair to expect one person to be everything forever? Now, let me keep it real. A poly ain't a fix for broken monogamy. If you're not emotionally mature, secure in yourself, or capable of honest communication, you'll struggle no matter what the structure you try. But what I do love about poly conversations is this. It forces us to be better humans. It also forces us to ask better questions. What does commitment look like for me? Do I really want a mono, or have I just never seen anything else? Is it possible to love more than one person and still love deeply? So here's the real question I'm throwing at y'all today. In this economy, emotionally, spiritually, and financially, should we be more open to different kinds of love? Maybe it's not about poly versus mono. Maybe it's about choosing love styles that actually work for who we are, not for what we were taught. All right, that's it for today's episode of Coco Yaps. I know some of y'all are going to have strong opinions about this one, and that's exactly the point. Let's talk about it. Have you ever considered a poly relationship? Or do you think mono still makes sense in today's world? Slide into my DMs, drop a comment, share with someone you've had this conversation with, or someone who just needs to hear it. Follow me on IG, Coco Yaps, as well as TikTok. Until next time, love freely, love honestly, and keep yapping. Peace.